Okay, Shalom Uvrocha Rabbeisai. Tonight, last Torah away on this side of the road. And Be'ez Hashem, starting from Sunday, starting from tomorrow night, we're having all of our minyonim and shurim across the road, Be'ez Hashem, in the new binyan. The topic tonight, interesting shaila somebody asked. They left their phone on a shelf in their dining room, and the alarm went off very, very loudly on Shabbos. They'd forgotten to disable their alarm, and there they were, Shabbos Kodesh, and their phone was busy ringing really, really loudly. And you know, these phones, they want to make sure you wake up, so they just don't give up. They're like a Rottweiler, they just hold on, and they keep on going and going and going and going and going. Yeah. It was Pikuach Nefesh Sholem Bayis, yeah? So what's the story? Is a person allowed to do anything? What's the status of this phone? Am I allowed to move it? Am I allowed to move it to put it in the freezer or in the Shviger's house or something? Am I allowed to? What am I allowed to do with this phone? So it depends on the status of this phone. You see, there are different types of mukta, as we all know. There's one type of mukta called the klisha malachtei le'issa. Klisha malachtei le'issa. An example of that would be something like a pencil, which is only used to do a malacha. A kli shemalachtoi le'issa. Now a kli shemalachtoi le'issa, you are allowed to move l'tzarech gufoi l'tzarech mekoimoi. In our example, if it's in the way, you're allowed to move it. It's a kli shemalachtoi le'issa, so it's normally used for something which is forbidden. So I'd be allowed to move such a thing, right? And this phone is in the way of it. It's disturbing the peace of my dining room, disturbing the shalom bayis. And so, if this is a kli shemalachtoi le'issa, then that would be fine, because I'm actually allowed to pick up a kli shemalachtoi le'issa with my hands normally, and I'm allowed to move it into the garden, into a shed, into a freezer, wherever it would be. That would be okay if it's a kli shemalachtoi le'issa, because the Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Ches Gimel that you're allowed to move it l'tzeirach mekoimoi. However, no, even properly without a shinui, if you're moving l'tzeirach mekoimoi. However, many poskim, including the Igros Moshe in Chelek Hei Siman Kaf Aleph Ois Gimel, as well as Rav Eliyashiv and Issachar Relitz and others, they actually say that a nice phone is Mukta Machmas Chisoron Kis. Mukta Machmas Chisoron Kis is a different category of Mukta. It's something which is normally so expensive and so precious to you that you don't really move it. You don't really play around with it. It normally has, you don't leave it, play with it. Now, of course, many of these phones have games on, but you wouldn't just give it to a two-year-old to start using, you know, to bash nails into a wall and to play around with it. You're normally quite protective and quite careful over expensive electrical equipment. And nowadays, some of these, top-of-the-range mobile phones need a mortgage. So you wouldn't normally just leave it around carelessly. It's something which is expensive. So it could be that it's Mukta Machmas Chesoron Kis. Now, if it's Mukta Machmas Chesoron Kis, you're worried you're going to lose it's precious, it might get broken. So then you're not allowed to move it L'tzorech Gufoy or L'tzorech Mekoimoy. Because that particular heta only applies to Klisha Malachtoi Le'issa. So what can you do with it? You've got this stone and it's ringing away, and you want to move it. So the halacha is in Shulchan Aruch Shin Yud Aleph Sivches that there's a concept of tiltul min atzad l'tzeirach tova hamuta, which is that what I would be allowed to do is I'd be allowed to move it indirectly by using a tray or something, I'm not touching the item itself, but I'm, let's say, prodding it with the end of a book or the end of a newspaper, and I'm prodding it onto a tray, and then I'm moving the tray. This is called tiltul min atzad, where I'm not actually touching it itself, but I'm managing to move it. And you're allowed to do tiltul min atzad l'tzorech dovah ha'heta, meaning I'm not doing it for its sake, I'm doing it for my sake. It's not I'm trying to protect it or anything, it's just driving me crazy. So therefore, even if you're going to say it's a mukta machmas chesoron kis, and you can't just move it naturally, maybe you can do tiltul min atzad. And tiltul min atzad in this situation would be okay. In addition, the Mishnah Berurah says in Shin Yud Alef Sifkot and Lamed, a very, very important heta. I remember after learning Hilchos Mugtzeh in Kohel for 4 months, we saw this heta, the Mishnah Berurah. We thought, oh, I wish we'd have known this to start off with. The Mishnah Berurah says that any type of Mugtzeh, you can actually move begufay, you can move it with your elbow, with your foot, any type of Mugtzeh. The Chaznish argues, but the Mishnah Berurah says very clearly that you are allowed to do tiltul begufay. And so, over here, in our case, so far we've said you can either do tiltul min atzad, you indirectly move it onto a tray or something, or tiltul begufay, you get hold of it between your elbows or something, you use your foot to kick it into a different room, and this is going to be okay. Or is it? We've got one final problem. The final problem is that in Arachas Shabbos, Perek Yotes, in footnote Samachay, he mentions that in many phones nowadays, you actually have bars on the screen that tell you whether you're in reception or not. And these bars will change depending on how you move the phone and where you move the phone to. So even if you're going to tell me there's no problem of mukta, because tiltul min atzad or tiltul begufay, that's wonderful. I don't have a problem with mukta. However, in Arkas Shabbos, it's choshesh that I'll be doing a malacha by doing this, because by me moving it, it's unbelievable, but there's a satellite which is realizing and relaying waves back down to the phone, and the bars are changing. So as a result of that, that should be a problem, because even without mukta, that's going to be a problem, me moving it. So what is the solution? So I was thinking that the solution would be, one would have to ask a non-Jew over here. And how does asking a non-Jew help? Are you allowed to ask a non-Jew to move mukta? And if you are allowed to ask a non-Jew to move mukta, would it be a problem, the fact that the bars are going to be changing? So in terms of the bars changing, the Mishnah Berurah says in Reish Nun Gimel, Sivkot and Sadi Tes, that you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to do a psik reisha. If I'm asking him just to move the phone, and it's a psik reisha, there's an automatic outcome that a malocha will be done, that's permitted. So therefore, if I'm asking him to move it, and the bars happen to change, then for sure, that's actually considered irrelevant as far as he's concerned. And additionally, in terms of asking a non-Jew to move mukta, the Mishnah Berurah says in Simon Reish Tzadi Zayin Sivkot and Yudalit, that you are allowed to move something, even if it's mukta machmas chisor and kis, you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to move something, which is mukta machmas chisor and kis, if it's a tzorech gufa or a tzorech mukoma, which is the case over here. So just to summarize and to close, the phone was left on, the alarm was left on. If it's a klisha melachdoi le'issa, then you can move it normally, but with choshesh, it might be mukta machmas chisor and kis. And if that's the case, you can do tiltul min atzad, or move it at Tzorech Gufay. That's only though if it's on flight mode. If it's on flight mode, so then the bars aren't going to change, and the satellite doesn't look up when you've moved your phone and where you've moved your phone to. So if it's on flight mode, that's fine. If it's not on flight mode, then one would actually be allowed to ask somebody who's not Jewish to move the phone for you, and this is because you're doing it letzayrach makoma, you want the place, so therefore you don't need to worry about asking him to move mukta, and you don't need to worry about the potential malach of the bars changing, because this is psik reisha, which is permitted in terms of amira la'akam. HaKadosh Baruch should help us. We should have peaceful Shabbosos without all of the various different bells, buzzes and whistles which control our lives during the week. We should be able to have Einig, Menucha, and Simcha every Shabbos, Be'ezras Hashem.